In a letter dated January 14th, Flandreau Santee Tribal President Anthony Reeder said the Republican governor met one of their stipulations contained in its banishment resolution, an apology. Reeder said Noem apologized in several meetings for comments she made last year about Native parents and kids, which for tribal officials was the final straw after a series of contentious exchanges. A spokesperson for the governor's office said multiple tribal members attended those meetings. Flandreau is the first tribe to lift its ban. The Flandreau tribe's flag is also the first to be displayed in the Capitol since the Rosebud and Standing Rock tribes displayed theirs almost a year ago. Both tribes asked their flags be removed following Noem's comments last year. The Secretary of Tribal Relations, David Flute, is encouraging other tribes to consider sending their flags to be displayed in the South Dakota Capitol. That, he said, would continue Noem's vision of having all nine tribal nations represented in the rotunda. The Flandreau tribal president wished Governor Noem luck ahead of her Senate confirmation hearing for the Department of Homeland Security. That hearing was scheduled for Friday morning. For National Native News, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.